Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and with some of the men from our Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Here at our Neighbors of Hope, our men have been studying themes like reconciliation and forgiveness, and we just wrapped up our study on forgiveness. What did you think about that?
It was very, very educational, and also, too, you know, I believe that it applies to all of the men that are involved in the program currently. And I know we all can relate to it, and, you know, I think that it's definitely a great tool to use, you know, moving forward in our relationships with our families and with everyone and friends. It's definitely a great tool to use moving forward.
It's interesting because, you know, oftentimes we talk about forgiveness, we all presume we know exactly what we're talking about. But we all experientially realize how difficult that can be, right, to forgive. But then did you find it's pretty in depth when you think about the magnitude and all, when you break it all down and what that takes. And I think one of those core components that accompanies forgiveness is mercy. Right? Forgiveness is an act of mercy. And so I thought today, you know, before we went on the air, we discussed, you know, what topic we really wanted to talk about, and that was mercy. So probably the most renowned scripture really comes from Jesus in Matthew's Gospel and the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, verse 6, part of the Beatitudes. So do you have that? You want to read that for us?
Matthew's chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Yeah. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall, right, experience, encounter, engage with, right? Yeah, mercy.
My name's Dave. I work for Neighbors of Hope. I just want to have mention that my particular issues the past few months have been difficult. Trouble with the relationship, and it's in my heart to always forgive, and it's part of me. I mean, it becomes part of me. Once you start forgiving people and understanding that not everybody's perfect, we all make mistakes. But if you love that individual, or you love the people who are around you and support you, it's the best way to be merciful.
And it's part of what we looked in our study on forgiveness, right? Yeah. I mean, we talk about forgiveness being kind of like a gift and a task, right? It's a gift God gives us.
Yeah.
Kind of what we're talking about in the Beatitudes, right?
Right.
God, you'll be given mercy. And you can only give away what you have. You can't give away something you don't have. Right, so if you don't have the forgiveness of God, it's very difficult to forgive.
It's true.
Right, if you don't have the mercy of God, it's hard to be merciful.
You got to open up your heart, man, let it in, because it'll make you a whole better person.
It does, and I like humility. We just spoke about that in our study, right? Being humble, recognizing that I'm no better than anybody else.
Exactly.
You know? Those type of things. Seeing myself truthfully, right? Here at Neighbors of Hope, what's the number one? We say the number one Palmerism, right? if you want to get to know God, see yourself truthfully.
That's a perfect statement. Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, we're fabricating God in our image.
Right.
Right? What we want God to be. But blessed are the merciful. Okay, so, gentlemen, appreciate what you had to say there, David.
Yeah,
how do we demonstrate mercy? You know, I mean, you have any...
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Acknowledgement, having the confidence...
There you go.
...and the courage to be able to be open enough to forgive others, you know.
That's right.
Having that confidence and relying on God to give you that confidence in order for you to have the courage to apply that forgiveness is very important.
Not always easy either. It's not always easy. But once you give it to God, let him work on you a little bit, it'll work itself out, and you'll feel better about it all the way around.
Well, yeah, mercy is a component of compassion,
yeah.
Right? When we look at the word compassion, you know, more often now we kind of think, well, this is empathy, sometimes even sympathy. And if you break the word down, com means with, passion comes from this Latin word patios, which means suffer. So compassion is really suffering with, right? Coming alongside somebody in their pain, right? Mercy is part of that, because compassion is mercy and justice. If it's just mercy with no justice, then we have folly, right? Anything goes, everything goes, all that kind of stuff, right? So you have to have the balance of justice. But if you just have justice without mercy, then you have tyranny, right? I mean, you become a tyrant, right? There's no mercy whatsoever. It's just harsh, 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 blah, 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 blah. Balancing that out is really a journey of compassion, right? Mercy and justice. But here we're talking, you know, things like forgiveness, reconciliation, practicing mercy. Those are never easy steps to do, right? And I think this comes back to what you're saying is, when I know that I've been forgiven by God, right, and I claim that as part of my identity, I give it away.
Yeah.
It becomes more of my ontological makeup. I mean, what does it mean to be, you know, someone radically in love with Christ?
And it makes you a whole better, different person when you feel that way. You have that mindset when you go out through your day and crap happens. Crap happens every day.
Yeah.
You will deal with it in a different light. You know, guys having a bad day is no problem, you know, whatever it is.
That's just today. Yeah. It doesn't mean tomorrow's going to be the same way.
That's right.
Right? There's that hope.
Yep.
And if it is, well, I'll plug through that day just like I did today.
That's right.
And so I think that's, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy, right?
Hey,
we start experiencing that reality as part of our ontological, right? Part of our being in a relationship with God. How about you? Would you like to add anything there?
Well, my name's Richard. You know, I was a tyrant at one time.
Well,
you know, it's about truth and transparency. You know, yeah, I was a tyrant. I had to learn to be merciful. I didn't care about people. I didn't care about your feelings. I didn't care about, you know, cared about me. It was all about me. And I wasn't even merciful to myself.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. You know, and when I accepted the Lord as my Christ and Savior, and had people care about me and show me compassion and hope, the light bulb went on. I said, wait a minute here. There's a different way that you can live.
Amen.
Okay. You know, and yes, I'm not perfect. I never will be. Okay. But as long as I strive every day, and it's just, I mean, just mercy, being mercy, just saying, how are you doing today? Good morning.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to my guys around here. I talk to people out in the world. And, you know, I mean, that just might put a smile, just putting a smile on somebody's face, showing you care.
That's right.
You know, just being real, you know what I mean? And I think that's the problem with the world today is that we don't have that kindness. We don't have that compassion out there. We don't have that. And I know the world's a dark place and a lot of things going on, but Jesus cared about his people.
Mm.
Jesus cared about spreading love, and he stood up for the poor, the homeless, the peasants, he cared about, you know, the right way, and that's in my heart, man. And that's just, and if I can live every day to live Christ-like, you know, I'm doing it.
And I love the way you kind of lead into it, right? Blessed are the merciful. So that means we people who practice mercy. And mercy implies that there's another person. It's not just me. There's another person or a group of people, or we can take it as large as we want. We got the world, right? The whole planet, right? And so then it is about practicing toward the other, which really helps fulfill when Jesus says, you know, love one another, right? I mean, will the good of the other. Mercy is willing the good of the other. And who are we going to encounter today where we have the opportunity to will the good of the other? And that's precisely what we see in the life of Christ. It was always about the other. Right? A hemorrhaging woman, right? A leper, a blind person, right? I like in Mark's gospel where he gives this little litany where John the Baptist has sent a messenger over. Are you the one, right? Are you the Messiah? He said, well, tell John what you see. You know, the blind see, the lame walk, etc. And the poor have the good news shared with them, right? It's always about the other. He's practicing mercy to other people. And in doing so, it creates a community that is much more healthier. And you're right, in a polarized culture, you know, the cancel culture and all these other things that we find ourselves in, the good thing is because we find our identity as the beloved of God, right? We're free in a very dark world that just beckons. It's kind of the ifs. You know, if you're successful, then I'll love you. If you're popular, then I'll love you. If you're wealthy, then I'll love you, right? If you do this, if, you know, it's propositional. If then. No, I don't need to claim that. I know that I know that I know God has forgiven me. God loves me. I'm the beloved of God. And therefore, I can practice, right, the way of the kingdom in the midst of the ifs and the thens, right? Including granting mercy, right, to others that I may encounter today. And in doing so, I obtain the mercy, right? It's part of my, I obtain it. It becomes part of my very being because it's part of the being of God. And that's what we see in the life of Christ. Any closing comments, thoughts?
Absolutely. As Richard was mentioning, you know, just by, you know, Richard mentioned to us every day, like, have a good day and good morning. That stuff, that mercy, it kind of passes on in a positive way. You know, it's kind of like passing that positive energy over to us, and we're able to, when we go out into the world, to give that to others. And I believe, like, you know, it always starts my day off on a good note, and be honest, I always look forward to it. And I definitely appreciate that, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, well, thank you. Appreciate all of your sharing and your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy, and mercy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.